Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. We are back. I'm Stacey June.
Hello, and I'm Christy Mercer. And it's time to sink our teeth into some chitty chat, girlfriend.
Thank you for those of you that have given us a review or subscribed to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel.
If you make sure you subscribe, you will not miss an episode. There will be a few right across the week. As soon as they pop up, it'll just rock up in your phone.
Yes. Spotify, iTunes, or of course thethinkergirls.com.au. Today's episode, we will be taking another posse gem with Sophie Kasia, also known as the Young Mummy.
Hey Soph, what we would love to do with you now is our TG posse, our amazing loyal fans and followers, they can email us, message us, DM us on Insta or Facey with something that's on their mind. And we would love to pick your brain and get a bit to help so we can delve a bit deeper into something that Erina has shot through at hello@thinkergirl.com.au.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear from Erina.
Hey girls, I finished school in 2016 and I had no clue what I wanted to study. So I went for the gap year option and traveled to the US for 6 months and I had an absolute ball. But then when I came home and thought about uni options again, I couldn't really find anything that really suited me. So I've chosen to take another gap year and we'll just travel and work. Obviously, this would be super cool to just do that forever, but realistically, it's not a very wise option. So my question is, what happens if I never find something that interests me in regards to a career? I would sort of consider myself a bit of an all-rounder, like I love sport and entertainment and food, but nothing is standing out as something I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm all for doing something that makes you happy and I want to be able to wake up in the morning and look forward to going to work. So I'm just wondering, like, do I suck it up and just do something I'm only sort of interested in, or do I take the risk and wait for something I actually love to pop up, but at the same time I'd be taking the risk of that never happening? I would love to know your thoughts.
Well, that is something similar to what is happening to me at the moment.
Oh, girl.
And I say that because I studied journalism. I'd always envisaged myself, well, there you go, I did have a goal. I had always envisaged myself doing radio, television presenting, broadcasting, traveling, you know, Winter Olympics, traveling the world and doing the presenting. I'm now finding myself, categorized as a mummy blogger and working in the fashion industry. So I'm having my moment currently where I'm going, what the freaking hell am I doing here? Am I supposed to be here? Because this is not what I'd ever envisaged myself doing. And I'm 27. I bawled my eyes out on the couch to my husband only a few weeks ago, just with this crisis of this identity crisis and this mid-20s meltdown, going, what am I doing? Am I making the right decisions? Like, what do I actually want to do in life? And so I'm still trying to figure that out too. I think that it's something. How old was this girl? Sorry.
Oh, I think she's just come out.
She's finished school in 2016, so she'd
so
probably
she's
be
so young still.
What,
I just
21?
Want, yeah. I just 20, want to shake yeah. you and young. Say that you've got so much time to figure it out. Like, you're so young. This is the time when you make stupid decisions and you have no responsibility and you're allowed to do all of that. I feel like when you're our age, if you're making these stupid decisions, you get crucified. But the time to make silly decisions is when you are younger, and the time to have no idea what you're doing is when you're younger.
I don't think I'm a person that has, like, I'm not someone that's like, oh, I regret this, or this is my yeah. life's biggest regret. But if there was something that when I came out of school that I would change, it would be feeling and succumbing to this pressure of having to go to uni or having to study something. Because I really had no idea what I wanted to do. I ended up going and studying music, knowing full and well that's not what I wanted to do, but did it anyway because I had no idea what else to do. And out of fear of, well, if I go and get a job, I felt like a bit of a loser. And I know that's such a stupid thing to say, but that's how I felt when I was 17. So I just look back on that and I think, far out, I just wish I had not felt that pressure to have to go and study something.
Yep.
Or study anything, because that's what everybody else was doing. And that's what my career advisor had said to me, just go and study something so you can figure it out. And I don't think there's one way to figure something out, but I know that that decision was based on fear. For me?
Yeah. But touching on the career advisors, and it depends on the school you go to and your upbringing, there is so much pressure on these kids. They're still kids. We were all kids at 17, 18. And then it's like, once you're 18 and you're out of school, you're an adult, you need to be responsible, you've got to get a job and you've got to work hard. And now looking back, I'm like you, I don't like to regret things, but hindsight is a wonderful thing. And looking back now, I'm just like, oh, Sophie, why didn't you go be reckless? And why didn't you go make those stupid, dumb decisions that now you're not allowed to do? Like, go make decisions and realize they're the worst mistakes you've ever made, and change your uni course three times if you're not happy, and don't, you know, quit that job if you don't like your boss. Like, why did we never do all of that stuff? So I want to give this girl a cuddle, and I also just want to tell her, like, now is your time to do whatever you want to do in life and not what you think you should be doing.
What, back to your position, are there any things you're doing to try and activate, you know, where you want to be? Are you kind of doing any exercises or writing in a journal, or how are you going to figure that out?
I don't know. I need therapy like you. I need to talk to you guys. I need to send in a question. That's what I need to do.
You got our numbers now.
Yeah. It's again, it's little things like I'm actually going to go back to uni. So I'm going to invest some time into me and heading in a direction I want to go in. It's doing little things like that for me. Like my world in the past 5 years, which is fine because it's a decision I made, has been all about other people. It's been about kids and it's been about my husband and this and that. So now for me, I need to get back on track. And it's about, I need to realize what I need to do. So I haven't got to that point yet. I need to first realize what I need to do in order to fulfill me. And then I need to do it. So again, that touches back to this whole evolution, this whole changing thing, this whole identity.
I had a friend of mine that said to me, I'm just feeling like I don't have much of a purpose. And
I'm
a bit older than you girls. And I felt the same for the first 28 years too. I did do a uni course and very much don't regret it, because I think it put me on the straight and narrow, because I did fuck up a lot. Yep. I was partying and...
Not to mention it's coming
traveled
handy.
Traveled and... Oh, Jesus.
Has it ever.
Well, now I write our own press releases. I've got all these contacts. Far out.
Still got a power suit somewhere.
But yeah, seriously. But Erina, the interesting thing is, I think, and back to you, Soph, and to my friend, is that I don't think it's you figuring out what you want to do and then having time for yourself. I think it's the other way around. I think you start to have time for yourself, do bits and pieces that you like, and then slowly but surely it will present itself. And I think often we wait for this moment where it's going to be in front of us in this picture. But I didn't have the confidence to say I wanted to be on air. Yep. I think I'd always loved radio, and I'd always dreamt in my secret life, in my dreamscape in my mind, that I would be an actress or I would be some kind of performer. But never, ever did I see that as reality. I never had anyone in front of me that was in entertainment. So then slowly but surely, I followed jobs. I worked in the music industry because I liked dance music at the time. Who didn't love John Corse in a Prince of Wales? Like, everyone loved him.
Girl.
But I liked that, and then I got a job in that. And then I started to work on stuff he did at Nova.
Did you do that so you could fulfill that in a way but still be on the outskirts in safety a little bit?
No, this is what I'm trying to say. I just followed things I liked and it led me there. So I like dance music, so I started doing some work part-time for a booking agency. Then I started getting more involved in the stuff that John Corse and Grant Smalley did at Nova. They used to have like a Saturday night show.
Yeah, I remember.
Then I got contacts through there to say, could I help out? Then I got a job writing dance music articles. Then they said, you need to be on show content. Then I went off and tried my own radio show. So it was just over years. But my advice was, and I only really realized this now when I say it out loud, it was just continuing to follow bits and pieces that I loved.
Yeah.
And then I had this epitome where I was like, oh, you've always wanted to do this. Yeah. Now is the time.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on, because I think there's so much pressure riding these days when there's so much choice, so much opportunity, and so much pressure put on the fact that your career and your, you know, what you choose to do for the rest of your life has to be something that you spring out of bed and you're obsessed with and you're passionate about and you love. And I do feel like that is the case for a lot of people. Not to say that every day, even if you're doing something you love, you're feeling like you love every single part of it. But I do feel like for a lot of people, their passion doesn't equal something that can be a full-time job or that can be a career. So I think, I don't know, your passion might be, I don't know, it's a random hobby that you have on the side that you don't necessarily have to then make into a business. I think that's an important thing to realise too, this pressure that it doesn't have to be your Monday to Friday 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, let's just hold this conversation for 1 second. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
We live for Saturdays. You get to sleep in and you get to stay up.
Daydreaming, adventure seeking, all play, no work.
Yeah, and we believe that your skin should feel just as good as you do when you wake up refreshed.
Happy, healthy, and bright. Developed to reveal your clearest, dewiest complexion, Saturday Skin is basically a weekend in a bottle.
Yeah, you can make every day Saturday with Saturday Skin. You can check it out. It's available at Maya or www.saturdayskin.net.
The promo code TG can be used for a 10% discount. That's 10% on us. Just use the TG promo code when you buy Saturday Skin. I mean, I think if you can incorporate your passion somehow into your work, it's probably the greatest gift I think I've given myself. So I get that, and I have read that in Big Magic, Liz Gilbert's book, but I don't totally agree with that. I think getting up every day is already tricky. You've got a lot of the outside world throwing challenges at you, and if you can be trying to make a business or your livelihood from something that you love, I think you're already a step ahead. So if you can search for that and continue to search for that, I don't regret taking a long time to figure out what I want to do. But I will say this, the grass looks greener. I'm going to be really honest here, and it's going to make me a bit emotional, but this year has been a challenge to get up and do the Thinker Girls every day. You know, we lost our job, and I've been going for 6 years with this brand, and I'm going to get emotional because I didn't expect to talk about it. But it's not all easy. Mm. You find your passion, but it still is hard.
Mm. It's hard and when it means that much to you, which it evidently does.
Exactly. And it's just so you get it and you invest, and then it hurts you sometimes. And it's very personal. So it is amazing. And we in particular look like we are living the dream. You work alongside your best mate and, you know, you do the kind of content you want to do. But on the other side at the moment, this year I've really struggled to say, fuck, I'm hurting. Like this has caused me also a lot of grief, and it also put my personal life on hold for a long time. Yeah. You know, so it's not all good. And I'm not saying it's bad. I would never change a single second of it. But just be mindful that when you do find it and you do search for it, nothing is perfect, you know. Mm. It looks glossy on the outside, but I've been struggling in what my dream job is lately. And that's new.
But do you feel a pressure to have to not say that then?
No, I just... Mm. haven't wanted to talk about it.
I think we can take that emotion that you're speaking about and we can all hear, and we go back to Erina, who's 18 years of age, and we say, these are the reasons why you shouldn't rush it, and these are the reasons why you shouldn't feel the pressure, because life is hard. We've spoken, you know, you're talking about, you've got your dream job, or you had it, and you're working with your best mate and you're in a good environment and you're doing things you love, but it's still hard. So don't try and grow up too quick, and don't try and get into this big bad world as fast as you can, because once you're in it, whether you're in a job that you like, whether you're in a family position that you're happy with, whether you know, I'm married to the man of my dreams with two beautiful kids, and it's still fucking hard work. Like, everything is so hard when you're an adult. So if I could do anything in my life, I would go back to being 18 again, having no idea what I want to do, and I would just enjoy the moment while you can.
And I think, do you know what I think that also comes from relationships too. Don't feel like you need to jump into something and be an adult in all areas of your life. A, figuring out what your career is, and B, staying with someone because we're taught as adults that you need to partner up.
I think especially there is an added element, especially when you're young. And by the sounds of it, Erina, you're doing the right thing in that you said, you know what, I don't know what I want to do. I'm going to take a gap year. I'm going to go away for a bit. And then now that she's gone on that kind of second gap year, I think we especially suffer from this guilt where we're like, I had a friend that did that. I'm going to go away for a year, and she didn't come back for 7 years.
Yep.
And there was this constant building where she's like, I've got to get back to the real world at some point. Got to come home. And there was this feeling, I think, of running away, of, you know, she'd finished uni young and then, you know, had plans to come back after a year. And then it was kind of like, well, I don't want to do that yet. I'm not ready to come back. So I feel like don't rush that bit. Don't wish away the time that you're spending now figuring out what it is that you want to do because you're feeling guilty that you need to come back an adult.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, this has really hit a bone with everyone, I think.
I know. I didn't expect to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is reals for real.
Yeah, we don't muck around here.
All I know is, it's really important. All I know is that I am so happy in my life at the moment. But if, you know, if I could have a genie grant me one wish, boy, would it be to go back and be 18, 19, 20 again when I had no responsibility in my life. Just for that moment, just to feel that weight off your shoulder and just to embrace, you know, we all...
You're going to have your second comeuppance though.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go...
This is what's going to happen with young mums.
We're going to go on like Kentucky when we're 35 and be swingers or something. Like, we're going to lose our
shit. But you will and I'll be having my first kid and I'm like, oh, my boobs are sore. And you're like, babes, that was 2 decades ago for me.
For sure. Like,
seriously though. And we're going to be older. Yeah. So I'm not going to be chasing my kids at 41 like you were chasing at 24.
It's just different. It's different order, but it all goes back to that point where it's like...
That's the thing about being different is you don't have a choice. We can't be the same.
Yeah.
We're all built differently. So you just have to try and accept that your journey is going to be different. And everybody, like all of us, can give you, Erina, our experiences, but your experience is still going to be different. So I think it is important to just be investigating and inquisitive about your own journey rather than solving it. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
Got it. Well
that was done. Very good.
That was wide Oprah in full force.
Sophie, this has been delightful. We were very much wanting to get you a part of our early launch days because we absolutely loved our podcast with you all those many moons ago. We'll put it in the show notes if you do want to listen to it and go back to our oldies. But you can find Soph, the young mummy, on Facebook, Insta. She's known as Sophie Kasia. And, of course, her fairly new brands, Kasia_ and at Fairy Magic on Instagram also. If you want to see all the different businesses she's doing, absolutely killing it in our book.
Oh, thanks, guys. I'm having a meltdown but thank you.
No, but
it's really, really important. Like, we've just heard from Erina, and like that's why people love you. That's why we love you, because you are real, and that's something we totally respect.
And do the fairy dresses come in my size?
Well, funnily enough, we made an adult size one for the photo shoot for the website, and the amount of people, so I was wearing it in the photos, the amount of people like, when is this coming in? And we're like, this could be another avenue now.
Babes, you found your niche. Yeah, that's what you always have to think of in business, and you found it.
Children's clothes in adult for sizes. Adults. I mean, seriously, if every single time I looked at a little girl up the street and had clothes envy, I'm like, what the F? I need that in my size. But don't worry. What was the shop I bought that dress from? Not Pyramid. Mm. It was like some children's store. I was like, I want a red polka dot dress. And then I was like, here it is. And I walked in and I had, and it was a kid's store. Yep. But I did get size 16 and walked back out. Pavement.
I've never understood why stores that do kids' clothes and adults' clothes, like Seed and Baby Seed, why they don't just do blown up and mini versions
they
and
do.
Each design.
Seed does.
Every single one, though?
No.
Yeah,
Not every single one. Sophie, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, guys. I need more therapy sessions, so I'll be back.
Well, we'll get you back on soon.
Thanks, girls.
Love this podcast, but you want to chat about it more, make sure you go to the Thinker Girls on Facebook, that's obviously us, and Insta, because that's where we're going to be continuing this convo with you, Posse.
Yes, we want to know what you think, Posse. So every week we'll be breaking down our podcast content across social media so you have an opportunity to share your opinions.
Plus, we're on Insta stories every damn day, so you get to come along with us for this crazy TG ride.
Yeah, Merce. Head to Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or even Twitter to find us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.